And Kath's going to now come and read God's words.
Today's reading is from Matthew chapter 7, starting at verse 1. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
Oh, a sermon on judgment. My dad wasn't a very religious man. He didn't go to church regularly as I was growing up. He went to weddings and funerals and Christmas and Easter. But he was brought up in the village church. We lived in a little village. And he used to sing in the choir, and he went to Sunday school, and he used to go to church twice on a Sunday. Although I think it was probably childcare for my grandma, because she had such a big family and she had loads of kids. So they all used to go down to Sunday school. But my early memories, as I was growing up, my dad used to come out with these sayings all the time, as dads do, of that generation. And I now know that he was quoting scripture to me. And so some of it must have sunk in, some of the teachings that he'd had at Sunday school. And he had two favourites. And one was, do unto others. And the other was, the speck and the plank. And I realised when I became a Christian that these were both from the Sermon of the Mount. And as I was a child, and I remember my dad talking about the speck and the plank, I always imagined, because I had a good imagination as a kid, I always imagined somebody's eye and this speck, like this splinter, in somebody's eye. And when I heard him quote about the speck and the plank, I'd always think about how painful that must have been and how horrible it must have been to just have like a little splinter or a little speck of sawdust in your eye. And even as a child, I was a fixer. I was one of life's fixers. And so what I wanted to do as a child was to remove that speck, because all I could think of was how much that would hurt somebody to have a speck in their eyes. And many years later, as I reflect on this well-known and much-used scripture, I still feel that deep sense of empathy for a brother or sister who's got that speck in their eye. But experience has brought me to a place where I'm far more aware of the log that I've got in my own. Since coming to faith 22 years ago, my daily prayer has always been and continues to be, how can I be the woman that you need me to be to serve you best in the place that I am, in this place, in this time? And as I've reflected on this scripture, it's really helped me, because it's been speaking to me and it's been saying how I can be the woman that God needs me to be. So I wondered if we could look at this together and see if these words that God said to me can actually be helpful for you in your walks with Jesus. So Jesus starts this section on judgment with, do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure that you use, it will be measured to you. And as I've read over these words about judgment, I thought, well, there's two ways that we can actually apply them to our lives. We can take them two completely different ways. The first way we can think when we're judged by others, or when we are judged, is we can react defensively. we can say to people, don't you judge me. Jesus says in the Bible that we shouldn't judge other people. And you can defend yourself. Perhaps you can attack somebody who starts to judge you. And the other way of applying the judgment is that you can sort of dismiss it and say, well, Jesus didn't really mean that we shouldn't judge others, because it does say in other places in the Bible that, you know, if people are doing something wrong, we should go and point it out to them. And there are times when people are doing things wrong, and there are times when we should go and help them for their own good and for their own development. So we're stuck in two places, really, aren't we? You know, if we see somebody doing something wrong, do we go and talk to them about it? And if somebody judges us, do we defend ourselves and get a bit aggressive and a bit snarky with them? Well, there are times, it's true, and it says in the Word, there are times when we need to correct someone. But there are also times when we need to leave the judgment to the Lord. And that's the tricky bit, isn't it? Because we need to be able to discern, is this a time when I go and talk to somebody about something they're doing that's wrong, or do I leave it to the Lord? Am I the right person to go and talk to that person, or do I leave it to the Lord to find someone else? Because in order to decide what to do, we need to think about ourselves. We need to think about, are we going to be defensive, or are we going to dismiss? And I think a good way of doing that is to apply situations to ourselves. I try and do this with Polly, and I try and do this with Pete, and I certainly do it with myself. How would I feel if I was in that situation? How does this sit with me? How does it apply to me and the way I live? Because that's part of it, isn't it? It's like people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. It's about doing unto others as we'd wish to be done to us. Are we being critical? Are we being judgmental? Are we being harsh? Are we applying standards that we wouldn't want to be applied to us when we judge other people? And as I prepared this sermon, I thought, when was the last time that I judged someone? When was the last time I criticised someone? When was the last time I was harsh about someone? And would I like that? How many times do we walk down the street and we see somebody and we look at what they're wearing and we judge them? And yet I would hate it if somebody came up and judged me with what I was wearing. And I think that was what Jesus was saying to the people around him. And let's remember, he was saying it in his context and in his time. And he was talking to people like the Pharisees. And he was also talking to people in huge crowds. And he was talking to the disciples. And he was saying, don't judge by the wrong standards. Because if we're really honest, and I've reflected on this very deeply, I wonder how often we have double standards. My daughter's on the spectrum, and she will always point out to me if I've got double standards, because she's brutally honest. But a blessing, because it does make you think, I'm having double standards about this. I'm criticising somebody for something that I've probably done a similar thing myself. And I wonder whether we actually judge ourselves with grace and mercy, and yet sometimes, like the Pharisees, we will hold other people to the letter of the law. I wonder if we're being really honest, whether our tendency is to read these words that Jesus said without applying them to ourselves, but think about other people. I wonder if we really hear what Jesus is saying to us. Because I think he's saying, stop being so judgmental. Stop having double standards. Don't hold people to a standard that you don't want to be held to yourself. There are times when we may have to hold somebody to account. And yes, there are times when people might need correction, and they're quite difficult words for me to use, actually, because it does sound judgy, but there are times, aren't there, when they might be hurting themselves or others. But it has to be at the right time, in the right place, and it has to be the right person for them to receive it. My best friend, who brought me to faith, can say some really difficult things to me, but there's a sense of peace about it when she brings it to me. And it doesn't hurt. And it actually, I feel grateful that she's pointed out something that needs to deeply change within me. And it's because God's used her at the right time to use the right words and for me to hear them and to act on them. So let's look at this speck. Even before we make any judgment, I think that there's a problem if we've got a speck in our eye. Because it's our vision. Sorry, if we've got a log in our eye. Because if we can't see, if we've got a log in our eye, how can we do something as delicate as remove a teeny weeny speck from somebody's eye if our vision is blurred by the great big log? Are we self-aware? Are we aware of our own shortcomings? Are we aware of our own imperfections? Because if we're not self-aware, if we are a little bit self-righteous, if we're a little bit judgmental, how can we see clearly? How can we do that very delicate operation of removing a speck? I wonder if we're honest that sometimes, are we a bit judgy? Are we a bit smug? Do we think we're always right and the other person is always wrong? Because you see, if we do have those tendencies, I know I do, the log blinds us. The log stops us from seeing properly. And so we can't help. We can't help our brothers and sisters. And so if there is a time when we need to help someone, if we do see this speck that's causing so much pain, the beam or the log in our eyes will stop us from helping them. And if we don't see our own shortcomings, if we don't care that we're angry people or greedy people or gossipy people, if we don't see all those things, how can we fix anything when somebody else is struggling? Because the problem here is either we can't or we don't know how to change our own shortcomings. Maybe we don't want to ask the Lord to convict us about things that are blind spots in our own lives. So I think what Jesus is saying to us is have a look at the logs in your own eyes. Pay attention to the logs in your own eyes before you go looking at the specks. Be self-aware. Notice your shortcomings. You can't fix anyone else until you are fixed yourself. Because logs blind, and logs make us judgmental, and logs make us see life and other people and situations differently. Logs create blind spots, like when you're driving the car and you don't notice something coming up on your right-hand side. And if we're unaware, how can we help other people? Because the blind spot makes us judgmental and the logs get in the way. So how can we know when there's a a right time to remove a speck? How can we become spiritually aware so that we can help our brothers and sisters? Well, I think the answer is the guiding of the Holy Spirit. The answer is to assume that we have logs ourselves and to ask the Spirit to help us gently remove them, so that when we remove the logs, we can stop seeing life like we do, and we can start seeing life like Jesus does. We start removing the logs so that we no longer have this obscured perception of other people and other situations. And I think that the way to do that is to assume that in life we all have logs. But the good news is we have Jesus. And with prayer and with sitting at the feet of the Lord and reading the word, we can discover what those logs are, and he will help us to gently remove it. So if we come at situations in a different way, in a way of openness and not self-righteousness, if we come at things not in a religious way like the Pharisees, if we come to every conversation, every disagreement, every conflict from a place of, well, I could be wrong, let me listen to your side of the story, I'm not always right, help me to understand where you're coming from. If we can do that, if we can self-examine, if we can be open and honest enough to hear, then we can develop a self-awareness and a relationship with our brothers and sisters that is more Christ-like. Come into situations where we say, this is how I see it. Could you explain to me how you see this? Talking, communicating, entering conversations with non-judgmental attitudes. And that is the starting point, because we're called to love one another. And if we can be vulnerable enough to say, I might not be seeing this clearly, I may have a log in my eye, it might be stopping me from seeing things properly, if I've done something wrong, do you love me enough to help me to get it right? If we can come to situations like that, guided by the Spirit, with Jesus at the centre, then we can come to a place, not of judgment and condemnation, but a place of reconciliation, where there can be healing and where there can be transformation. Because if we enter disagreement with the mindset of only seeing what's wrong with other people, then we're not behaving the way that Jesus has called us to behave. We're not living out these words. I don't think that Jesus is talking to others in this passage. I think he's talking to me. I think he's telling me to be careful when I judge people. I think he's warning me that there might be something bigger in my own life I need to sort out first. I think he's saying that I need to go to him and to ask him to help me to have a clear view. I often ask to see situations through the eyes of Jesus. Because we can come to situations and disagreements with a very fixed view. And it's so hard for us to move from it, isn't it? Sometimes we just sink our feet in and we can become stubborn. And it's so hard to see things from another person's point of view. Jesus talks in the scripture later on about pearls before swine. And as I read that in relation to the question on judgment, I thought, sometimes a judgment may be a holy thing because it's been led by the Spirit. Sometimes it might be a precious thing. Sometimes we might see something that's separating our brothers and sisters from God, from their relationship with God, from sitting at the feet of Jesus. Sometimes it's like Martha, who was angry in the kitchen because she was seeing things through one lens. I'm doing all the work, my sister's having all the fun. and she's doing something that's disgracing the family. She's sitting with the men. Sometimes we can go so fixed. And then Jesus gently reminds Martha, no, she's doing the right thing. Don't judge her. There are other things to think about. Come and join us. So I think that sometimes we need to be very careful that we are the right person and that we're in the right mindset if we want to share this blessing and this pearl and this gift of helping somebody in a difficult situation. Because if you are being judgmental, and if you're doing it at the wrong time, and if it's the wrong place, it can cause more problems. It can cause division, and it can cause brothers and sisters to fall out. So the question is, when is the right time? When are we right? And I think we need to analyse before we criticise. I think there's a time when we maybe need to speak to our brothers and sisters about something, an issue or a situation that's not good for them. And I think that is the time to analyse. And we analyse by saying, how would I feel if I was being judged by these standards? For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And then I'd think about your motives. I'd analyse my motives. Are these motives for good intentions? Or am I measuring this person differently to how I would want to be measured? It's not to say there isn't an appropriate time. Because sometimes there is an appropriate time for us to speak to our brothers and sisters. But don't hold people to unfair standards. Don't have double standards. Analyse a situation prayerfully before you criticise in a worldly way. Analyse ourselves first. Seek clarity about ourselves and our own situations and our own logs before we go trying to pluck out the specks in our brothers and sisters' eyes. Think about coming to situations like this. I see things like this. Help me to see things differently. Help me to see things clearer. Sometimes we have something holy, but it won't be received as holy. It could be trampled on, and we could be trampled on if we come at them from a point of criticism and hurt. Make sure that we analyse that we're being fair. Make sure that the Spirit is speaking to us. Make sure we come from a place of clarity and holiness. Always analyse our own selves before we rebuke our neighbours. Because if it's a pearl of wisdom, if it's something the Spirit has given us, then it's something too precious and too valuable to throw around and be trampled on. So we need to seek the Spirit. Jesus invites us to offer correction with the speck, to offer something holy, but to be really careful when we do. To be cautious and gentle, because the eye is a delicate place, and even a speck can cause unknown damage if it's not removed properly. Remember to analyse before we criticise. To ask yourself, where am I in all this? Am I wanting to help somebody? Am I offering something holy to them? Am I giving them something helpful? Do I love them? Or do I want to be judgmental? Do I want to feel superior? Do I want to point out what's wrong so that I feel better? Are we coming from a place of love? Because if we are, we analyse before we open our mouths. We make sure that our brother and sister is in the right place to receive and to hear what we've said.
When we came to faith, we were given a great pearl. We were given Jesus. Jesus who wants to forgive us and to reshape us into a brand new life. A life that's filled with love for others. A life that becomes less harsh and sharp and judgmental and cruel and critical. Jesus calls us each by name to repent and to follow him. But it needs to happen in our own hearts and in our own lives by spending time with God, by sitting at the feet of Jesus, by being aware of what needs to be changed in ourselves so that we can serve him, so that we can love each other enough to help each other graciously and lovingly to change our lives together by faith through the calling and the leading of the Spirit and not by our own understanding, so that like me, we can pray to be the men and women that we are called to be at this time and in this place. Let me pray for you. Father God, sometimes there are really difficult things in the Word. This is a difficult passage because it makes us self-examine ourselves and wonder, do we judge? Do we point out and criticize things about our brothers and sisters when we need to self-examine ourselves? Father God, I've learned by experience that it's actually a blessing when we are told at the right time by the right person in the right place something that needs to change in our lives so that we can be closer to you, so that we can serve you better. So I pray, Lord, that the message that you have in this scripture will land in ears as a blessing and will help us in our walk, in our relationships as a church community, and our relationships with friends and families outside the church. Speak to us, I pray, and let us be the men and women that you call us to be, so that we can serve you and we can serve you well. Amen.